you know, we got to go back. We don't know. We don't know. Without checking, we don't know.
What the fuck is happening?
How long do you think it stopped recording?
What are you using on? Voice recorder? What are you using on?
It's on Chip Lover. He's got it set to.
Oh, my Lord. Why is it doing that? No, it's not on voice memo.
He's got it set to whore.
What are you on? Have it on?
What do you mean?
The voice memo will continue while you run other chips in the background, right?
Will it?
Yeah, I believe it will.
You don't have...
I never explored that.
Oh, you're on iPhones. I wonder if that's how my phone works. Maybe that's an Android thing. I don't know. You gotta figure something. You gotta.
Because some of these moms and dads don't know how to fucking.
Something the fuck out.
Some of these moms and dads don't text like complete thoughts.
Right.
They gotta send 12 little texts.
Yeah, that's cute, right? And they don't realize how many shits they take up for
12 seconds of misery.
For those of us who don't
text.
Have unlimited chips all the way around and we have a pool to pull from, you know, people forget that you could have taken one text, but you took 12 from me because you sent me 12 different sentences. Fucked up whore of the same conversation. You sent me 12 sentences before I replied to anything so that it all could have been.
Oh, don't miss 412, you whores.
Don't be a couple of whores. We got the triad in this hour. We got 12, 20, and Triple H.
Nice, you whores.
So, with all that, well, we could do top whatever WWE entrance theme.
Oh, it's nice.
I think we could do a million wrestling top 12s.
Right, we could. Top 12 breast sizes. Chopped it.
Top 12 tag teams.
Ooh.
Top 12 women's tag teams, because they've come quite the fucking way in the past years. The girls went. A lot of girls went to go to school. And
top 12.
A lot of girls went to school at it.
Top 12 models or actresses or famous women Sharpton wants to bang.
Okay, you could, yeah. All right, we could go.
But only Sharpton.
We could name 12 crossover pro wrestlers who did some acting. Do you think we come up with 12 of them? For
yeah,
top 12?
Yeah,
be close.
Yeah.
All right. Too much.
What else, Sharpton?
All right. Well, thank you guys again for stopping by. Who wants to go to work with me?
Top 12 least popular female names.
Top 12
least popular female
names.
Names.
I like that. Top 12 participants in this top 12 that would like to go to work with me.
Oh.
Now everyone can only get 3 votes because it's, you know, it's 3 times.
4.
Yeah, sorry.
It's still 4.
Everyone only gets repeated 3 times is what I meant. Everybody gets a shitter and then gets repeated 3 more times and then that's the end of the list. So the question is, who's going to go where and where do we start? So, with all of that being said,
since you're a brain child,
the twelfth one of us who'd like to go with
one,
yeah, the 12th one of us who'd like to go work with me, are is rather, who? We'll start with you.
Number 12. He wanted you to give an example, I think.
I said in the beginning, my first shitters were. The participants are all right. 3 of us.
Number 12.
So if you can only choose from the 3 of us, I don't know how to explain that clearer.
Fictionally, I'd say Alan Perrin.
Okay, but if
he
we were
participated in the top 12,
if we said that
trying to be creative.
No, I like
right,
it, Sean,
right.
I like it.
But if we're already saying that there's only 3 people to pick from, that isn't actually being creative. That's almost going against what we have agreed to do, right? That's almost being, what do you call it? Destructive, I guess.
Yes.
Corruptive.
As destructive. Opposed to constructive.
Yes.
So with all that being said, John, who's the 12th one of us that would like to go to me with, would like to go to work with me the most, I guess we'll say?
12th most, or in this 12th, case,
yeah.
The least.
Correct. What do you think? Out of the 12 of us.
I'll be a self-centered asshole, myself.
Right.
Yeah, there's some truth in there.
All right.
It's cute. If he knows, yeah.
All right. Who's doing number 11? Me?
You, Sam.
You.
Slay.
Number 10.
That only leaves 3 of me's left.
Number 10.
So we gotta watch, all right? Gotta watch with the me's. You, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
But I would have put you in his slot, to be honest.
Number 9. Chopped on.
Bring. There's only 3 of you left, too, now, so keep count.
I'd say Rich.
Wow. Yeah,
we've used 2 of him, so don't forget about that.
Number 8. Eulon.
Yeah, you guys are fucking dicks. Why couldn't we all just say our own names?
Number seven!
Wouldn't that have been that much easier?
Number seven, Lard.
Yeah, why are we making ourselves think about shit like this?
Number seven, Lard.
I got a doozy. It's not even the three of us.
Okay, well then...
Stay tuned.
It's not going to count, right?
Yeah, that'll be a bonus 13.
The one that I'm going to throw out...
That's a top 12 count, though.
No shit.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into it.
No, hold on. Number seven, Lord.
No, they're all going
to be... There are certain rules to this one.
But we'll add shitters like a 13.
Creative.
Number seven, Lord.
Where am I losing you? Hold on, John.
I understand completely. I just wanted to throw a monkey wrench
in. In a moment, you'll always be in lava.
If you understand, then okay. But
I was. I just thought of some.
Right.
Stupid.
No. But so why not?
As
say,
a monkey wrench.
I love it.
So why not?
I mean, Chaw.
So why not be like? Then I've got a great honorary mention 13th. See, the key to the list we're doing is we can only use either ourselves or each other as participants
in said countdown.
Right? Because the question at hand is, who would like to go to work with me the most? Pretty soon from now. Okay? So, we can only, since there's only three of us that can go out of the three of us, right? At least one of us is definitely...
I have a special 13th insert.
Now, rather than you said...
Number seven, Law. Before I have to crap. Oh, did you ever get around to cleaning the bathroom?
Flick them. Nah, it's as dirty as fucking there.
Well, it's Halloween. Get a maid's outfit and clean it yourself.
And begin.
I love a Shopton.
Number seven,
shirt Law on.
Shopton.
Nice. Number six, Shopton.
James, my son.
Oh, now are you keeping count?
I know.
How many times?
I know.
You've only been said twice?
I said
you once. Oh, you've said yourself twice already.
So that takes me.
No. That three. You have one. You can be repeated once more.
What was that?
And then you're done.
That was number what?
Six.
That was number six? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, number five. Shopton.
Oh, shit, love a surprise. So now you're out of the shitter, Charlie. All right.
But now he's in the shitter.
Well, okay.
Metaphorically.
Clear him.
Do you get that the higher on the list is not, you know, the higher on the list is, they're not losers.
Yeah.
They're people who want to go to work.
Are you going to go take a shit? Are you going to talk
again,
more shit?
Not to,
have your asshole talk some shit.
What are you doing now?
It's a good, I'm a number four. Yeah, yeah. But it's a good point to remember, you know, that this isn't like who's getting stuck.
Remember, when you count from 12 to 1,
yeah,
you're going from least to best.
It's called ascending order is what we're doing here.
Ascending order.
Yes. Now, we should do top 12 lists in descending order. We could do them like that. Start with our number 1 and end up with our number 12.
That sucks balls.
I don't know that's me.
Or...
Are you shitting your mouth? What's happening right now?
Like 12 so much. Maybe we could reverse the whole fucking thing.
So, just
12.
So for the record, the gentleman who records and produces the program,
the main namesake of the
program, Thursday the 12th, is stated as saying, so since you all love 12 so much, are you looking in the mirror at least when you say something like that?
That's number four.
I hope you're looking in the fucked up mirror once in a while. All right. So, clearly, number four can only be you or I. there's been how many of you said already? You said Rich once? You
heard? He
did.
And I did, too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Alright, so there's two of me left and two of him left. Okay. So the question is, this is almost like the Friday fours. I'm going to put him at four.
Okay.
Yeah. You're four.
Shop to number three.
Guy.
Oh, shit lovers! Okay. I'll buy that for $1. Yes. I was just about to say, don't fuck this up, Mitchell. I was just about to play one of those. And
you should take that shit back.
Yes, you should. And you should let me insert that shit. It's in a while. Let me tell you.
Why number two is me.
Worm.
The number one answer to the top 12 people who participated in the top 12 list. Who would most like to go to work with Large is?
Jason's a legend, Jeff. A legend.
Worm!
Who is it?
Oh, you didn't hear that in there? Oh, it came out real clear on the shitter. All right. Jason's a legend, Jenny.
Who is it?
A legend. None other than Hossam.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah, no, it's me. It's me, clearly. So, where we're at is, Jason is a legend, all right? And Paul couldn't have been more prophetic if he tried. In that line, even, you know what, even the, yeah, listen. The writers too, give them the nod. Whoever wrote that fucking line, I'm sure had an idea in chips.
Who wrote that motherfucker?
Oh, one of those was. Either one or the other, right? Either whore lover or... Yes, either whore lover or... Or whore lover.
I got the... Oh, what's the next list?
12. John, are you... What's the matter? You gotta throw up?
Where'd you go?
I don't know. Jim, where'd you go? It's a fucking whore. Jim...
What happened?
Are you okay, Jim? Christ.
Is there a medical issue?
Jimmy! Oh, Ron Kurz wrote part two. Why did you do that?
He's gone.
Okay, all right. Oh, then we should go downstairs and make sure that the ceiling isn't cracking if we're going to do that. Oh, we could do this. No, hold on. Wait a minute.
Hey, what?
I've got a brilliant idea here.
You did that shit without me, Sharpton?
Listen, I got a brilliant idea.
Improv.
We can do this. We can do this, and then I could text Alan that we're hearing such banging upstairs that it's probably affecting his ceiling.
It's coming from upstairs, tell him.
Yes. Just like the water, how it the water bypassed the second floor and leaked on the first floor.
Did a Passover say that to your floor?
Yeah, it bypassed. There was a bypass. Clearly, I mean,
how could
something leak from the third to the first floor without bypassing the second floor? It's impossible. Either it's going to leak through the second floor, or it's going to somehow bypass the second floor. And that's what happened here. I mean, clearly it must have went out the exterior wall and then came in under his... That's the only way it could have happened. It didn't come down this exterior wall, because I would have water here by the stove. Yeah. So the only logical answer is... Now, another logical answer could be this, though. Since the piping is old, since the screw fittings are old here in this house, the recent activity in both levels now are also putting a toll on, and the lines feeding us may actually develop the slightest of leaks, but leaks that are only enhanced when there's action in the valves, meaning like, so whenever your sister would take a shower or something, it would force a leak in her line, but that isn't leaking until down over Alan's shitter. Like, that could have happened too. I don't buy water on her floor wetting his ceiling. I'll buy a pipe leaking in the ceiling above his ceiling. Right? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Or would you be the type... I'm good, thank you. Would you be the type of fucking whore who would believe that water on the third floor is going to soak water of the ceiling of the first floor whilst leaving the second floor bone dry?
No idea what you said. I'm sorry.
You're a fucking whore.
Sorry. So distracted.
By doing what? Pouring coffee in a cup?
I'm scared.
Well, I got the next top 12 list.
No, we got all that taken care of.
Top 12 reasons.
It's okay.
To buy a ticket to Crystal Lake and then
not go. Wait, real quick, something came to me. I want to make a note of this. About naming that. I think I would have called it either Memoirs on the Lake or Memoirs by the Lake. I think that's
Crystal Lake Memoirs.
I think that's the.
Let's do it.
I think that's the only thing that I would have done differently.
Nobody wants you to go.
Oh, I'm having a fucking shitter here.
I'll have some.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
I brought it for you.
I'll have some while you fuck. Right. I'm gonna be watching you.
Want some heaven half chocolate?
Not many.
I'm good.
All right. Good. Would anybody like
cream?
Would anybody like anything else?
Nah.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Top 12. Go ahead.
There's orange juice, iced tea, water, lemonade.
Top 12 reasons
to lick your own
filthy water.
To change your mind about it.
Lick your own ball. Oh, change your mind.
Oh, those are good, right, Shopton?
Already, 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 already.
My uncle loved those shits.
I couldn't be more ashamed right now.
Oh, yuckies.
That's what I left it.
You really poured all. You had to. You had to be.
Yeah, three layers of coffee.
That you are. You couldn't fucking save some for some iced coffee, right? You don't want iced?
Want to ice this shit? You are.
I'm asking you. Well, you know what? How about I put some and we ice it?
The more you fucking put. Yeah, I don't know. All right.
You sure?
You think about it. Shopping.
No, you think. Would you like
some iced?
Would you like a refreshing iced coffee before you leave?
Actually, sounds nice.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah. All right, and while you're doing that,
and while you're doing that,
and by the way, when you say leave, you mean with an asterisk, because it's still very early on Halloween.
Oh, no. Yes. I mean, before you got to go home, would it be nice to leave with a nice cold beverage for your trip home?
No, you meant more than that.
No, I got time. We can do that tomorrow.
All right, what's next? 12 list? Or marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, chef.
Oh, give us, Sharp, to do a top 12, top 12 sister's hottest friends. Number 12.
Nice.
Your sister's top 12 hottest friends. Number 12. I know, I'm sorry, never mind.
Since there's three of us, we should do a top three. We can name three of our friends, can't we? I mean, I've met two of them at least.
Nah, never mind.
Female friends? I've met all of her and her sister.
What the fuck do I care about her male friends?
But I'm thinking of female friends I met at first. I met the sisters, and I met, what's her name, Jimmy?
Titty?
The other one. The one who came over for the COVID party with all the other whores.
Oh my god, I wish I'd been privy to that.
Glad I was 90 miles away from
you. It's a good thing you weren't, because you and I would have been a little more hasty than we should have. Because of me, it would have been my fault.
I would have called the fucking police.
It would have been my fault, but we would have probably we certainly would have made a bigger scene. But we may have even gone into a little bit of trouble ourselves, thanks to me. Oh, so I'm glad you weren't. Glad you weren't. Yeah. But at the time, I was wishing you were, because you wouldn't have fucking believed me if I fucking told you. You know what I mean?
You should have taken a picture.
You know what I mean? I mean, at the end of the driveway.
It's always after the fact.
I would have told you to get your dick wet.
Hence,
the need of a dick.
At the end of the driveway. Could you imagine? At the end of the driveway.
Can you? I would have called the fucking police.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine just living on this street and reading that as you're driving home to your driveway?
Take a look at these fucking neighbors over here.
Could you imagine living on this street? Driving home, about to pull into your own driveway, and you see the neighbor across the street has this posted at the end of his driveway.
Imagine.
What the fuck are you thinking, right?
Right.
Hmm? God forbid, what the fuck can you imagine what's
all
going
seriousness.
On up that driveway,
disgusting.
Right?
Disgusting.
Having said that, what the fuck are you thinking putting a sign like that at the end of someone's driveway? This isn't your house. This isn't mom and dad's house. It's not mom and dad's driveway. That's someone else's. This is someone else's house entirely. We're on the road here.
I think we should make a similar sign and post it over there, in the hedges.
Well, no, I agree too. Only if it's an accurate sign. If said event is going on there, which I also think
second
should
wave.
Happen. I agree with you.
We call it second wave. We call it second wave.
If said event doesn't happen over there, not only am I going to say don't make the sign, I'm going to be upset that said event is not happening over there because it already happened here and it shouldn't have.
That's why it's called second wave.
Right on a car, right on a window.
Wait, what now?
I had one of those fucking adhesives made. Those stickers. Right on her window.
Saying what exactly?
The same shit she posted down the hill.
Oh, okay.
With an arrow.
To the back seat? No, to the trunk, even better. It would be a bumper sticker with an arrow pointing up right at the trunk door saying that is in the party's in the trunk. Can you imagine?
And we'll take the photo from...
We'll post it to the FBI.
From her job's website.
Yes.
Where everybody's professional and serious except for her.
We'll post it to the FBI. Could you imagine? We're only making half the shit up. Could you imagine that?
All right, what's next?
And unfortunately, we're making up the fucking unfortunate half. We're being serious about the unfortunate part.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's fucked up.
I gotta go have dinner with these motherfuckers tomorrow.
What just happened?
All right, what are we doing next that's going to make us laugh? We need to laugh. What's next, Shopping?
Oh, Shopping.
Yes, I like that for now.
Okay.
Shopping, what's next, Shopping? Top 12 favorite ways the president says China. Number 12.
Sam. It's your turn.
Sam, really?
Sam Bone. Oh, you just reminded me of Arnie.
Sam Wong. From Cheers. Or Sam, what was Sam's last name in Ghost?
Swayze, Sam. God bless.
You mean Samson?
No. Oh, and Delilah? Sure. Yeah. Anyway, your turn. That's what it means. It's happening right now. Salud.
Thank you.
Salud.
Wouldn't it be grazie? Or I should have just said bless you.
You know, yesterday
I don't even think thank you is the English proper either. I don't think
yesterday I was trying to think, where the fuck was Dago Guinea Wop from? And it took me, and it took me, and it took me, and it took me. Oh. And then finally I went, all right, wait a minute. There's also my Mick Kraut friend. And I was like, duh, it's the same shit. All right, The Godfather. It took me a few minutes. I don't know what made it come to my head.
Because you
But it took me a few minutes.
You love crossing your triangle.
To Dago Guinea Wop myself.
Crossing your triangles
up
once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Shopton, top, your top 12 favorite
things.
Nationalities to date.
To what?
Your top 12 nationalities to date or ethnicities to date. Number 12.
Oh, you could do the Oriental split one. Okay.
Hungarian.
Nice. Nice. Number 11, me?
You, yeah, please.
Number 11. Albanian. Oh, never mind.
Did you vote? Start
over. Number 12, Shopton.
Hungarian.
Number 11.
We're doing nationalities or ethnicities?
Either one. Same shit.
Oh, I know. I consider them linked, but I consider them two different things. Okay? Like a Latina is not necessarily specifically that country, but can be. You can't, you know, you can't, like, can you say American?
Well, you can say Latina, but then he can say Colombian.
Are you sure about shit like that?
It shouldn't be.
Where does the Hispanic
Latina's mean? Still too broad. Latina's too broad.
Where does the Hispanic designation?
All right, so what do we want? Ethnicities or nationalities?
Color. White, brown, dark brown, yellow. No, we could do color. No, in all seriousness, we could politely and most respectfully, as gentlemen, do color. And honestly, with all this whole going on right now, the questions.
Well, I was waiting for him to say.
Okay. So with that, I'd say
male.
Color is as neutral as you can get. So I say we do color.
No, Shopton, not
color.
No, seriously. Is it nationality? It's
color.
Nationality.
Hair color.
It's not ethnicity. It's nationality.
Hair color.
He said Hungarian. It still works.
Brown.
Top 12. Shopton's top 12 nationalities to date. Shopton number 12, you said?
Hungarian.
All right, number 11.
Brown.
Should we try something else?
No. We should do
there's
colors.
Top 12 nationalities. I threw one out there, so let's just continue.
So would you like to do the colors?
Yeah, there's no wrong with nationalities.
Colors are even better, though, aren't they?
No.
Why aren't colors better? He's thinking it's rude, and he's
not
wrong.
No, colors can be fine.
He's not wrong. But he's also thinking it's not accurate, I guess.
No, you can do colors.
I think it's not only is it funny, I think it's the right thing to do because we're not offending anyone's gender.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't have said that better either. And that timing was good, too. He said the right thing at the right time.
Henceforth, chime.
Yes.
I love it.
The delivery was...
it was chimely.
Yes. The delivery was chimely and chimey.
What about...
Rudderless.
That's my boy with Adam Sandler. Vanilla Ice was in that shit, and so was Todd Bridges.
All right, well, be careful about that then, all right?
Wait, which is the only...
Todd Bridges was in that shit, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was.
Which is
yes,
the was. Only one left from the Different Strokes that's still alive.
Is he?
Todd Bridges.
God bless him, right?
Please. If Charlotte Ray was still alive, she died like 2 years ago. It's like a weekend at Bernie's all over again.
Mrs. Garrett's gone. Mr. D's gone. Right?
Yeah.
Poor Lover's gone. Arnie, and he's all we got left. I'll forget
what is
someone.
What Rich, was his, with the Different Strokes.
What was Drummond's Floozy's name?
What was in Different Strokes? We had Charlotte Ray as Mrs. G as one of the maids. The old white lady, white-haired lady, I forgot her name, but she was...
Right, right.
She was there, but also she dubbed into Dukes of Hazzard as somebody there. But that... redhead brunette woman, the chunky one.
Yeah,
she was a maid, not maid, but whatever.
Yeah.
What other show did she was...
She sure did.
What other show did she do?
You're right.
I cannot remember for the life of me.
She sure did.
Good job, Jim. Good job.
And she used to annoy me.
Warren.
She was not my most popular hired help on that show, but that woman was on some other show. What was it?
You're right. We're going to have to think about that.
Because I saw a different show the other day. I saw her, and I'm like, where other... But Rich will probably know, or Guy would know. Where did that hired hand come from with another show that she was in? And my mind is drawing a complete blank to it.
She might have been... She might have been more prevalent before our time, in which case we might have seen her on the game show circuits.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah.
It was a sitcom.
I think you're right.
Remember seeing her on
a sitcom.
I think you're right, Shopton. Maybe if we did a top 12 hired help on different strokes,
oh,
it would help us figure out.
There's only four of them there.
Who wants a chip on a cat?
You were thinking of designing women.
Have you tried these?
Oh my lord.
Have you tried these?
Oh my god, you fucked them all up, but I'll try one.
No, I just opened them. I just bought them this morning. Sure.
They had these shits for breakfast.
They're spicy a little bit, but they're tasty.
Oh, that's delicious.
There's spice and flavor.
A few of them right there.
Yeah, that's how I like women. Spice and some flavor.
Just a few.
Oh my lord, he's pouring out like cereal. Get him some milk in a bowl.
Boy, she was mad that I sent you home with those fucking tortillas.
No, I saved you with the good ones. I took the shitty ones on. I don't think she liked these. She liked the lime ones. I saved them for you.
She liked the lime ones. Don't you know that already, guy?
But you took up. Yeah,
she likes
it. I took this home and you gave me the
bag. She was like, what's the matter with you?
Not full ass bag. I took the open bag. We didn't open. Oh.
Oh,
we didn't
open
this bag. I thought we'd open this bag if she didn't like them.
Wow.
And I thought the
someone mopped up big.
You know what? You can go flip your child, all right?
What did we say the name of that?
We also have more of this, Charlie. Did you guys eat more of this or no? You know what this is really good
I don't remember.
With? You know this is really good
what
with?
What did we say the name of that crab place was on Central Avenue?
You pour this right on it. The crab? Oh, Lawn Shitters?
King Crab?
No. Captain Crab.
Captain Crab. Do you like seafood, Shopton?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't eat this? Yes. You threw it out? You whores.
I'm sure it's still there.
Aw, we'll eat it before it goes bad.
We tried Captain Crab on Central Avenue finally a few weeks ago.
Shit was good, huh?
Fantastic!
See, I knew it.
We gotta all go there sometime.
Yeah, I knew it. I fucking knew it!
But before that, we have to do a Sunday sauce with Zeppelin's before we dive into
yes, we do!
Seafood for once in a goddamn while.
Yeah, but should we just wait until everything's back?
Have you had Sunday sauce yet?
Excuse me?
Have you had it yet?
He's had to have been present.
Negative.
For one of those.
Yes, we do!
Holy
seafood for once in a goddamn while.
Have you been there when we've had it?
Sunday sauce?
Let's try a couple of these.
They're plain.
Thank you.
But they're thin. All right.
Oh, that's the full ass bag. We should have got grandma's.
You haven't had Sunday sauce with us or been there when we ordered it?
The bag you
really I have.
Oh. You said negative.
Without us, you said.
Well, we got WAP.
What?
WAP? What?
Have you been say there? WAP? Did you say WAP? Have you been there with us when we ordered it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yes, a handful of times.
Right. Yes, we do.
Holy
seafood for once in a goddamn while.
Listen, as much as I want to do that, I think we're going to need a group fucking visit to Captain Crab.
Hell yeah.
These guys boil the shit and bring you out a fucking bag full of shit.
Oh, okay. It's one of those places.
And
yeah.
It's amazing.
You can't beat that shit.
The sauce.
Yeah.
The potatoes.
Yeah.
The corn,
all in the bag together.
All
the bag and you shake it up together.
We didn't shake it. We should have shook it.
You didn't, but you're really, you almost wanted to
have to. The snow crab leg. Yes, we do.
Seafood for once in a goddamn while.
The shrimp.
It's like a bag of
fish.
Oh
my god. A bag of what?
You're right. That's trying me.
It was so good.
All about those things.
It was so good.
How does it match up with Joe's Crab Shack since you're...
You know, if I've been to Joe's, it was a long time ago.
I was going to say, you can match it up to
me. So I can't compare it. You might already know something as good as what I'm talking about. This was the first place I've been to that presented the food this way.
Well, the way they
did it. And it blew us away.
for a fucking strip mall crab place on Central Avenue?
City in the Heights and in Harlem.
Fuck that.
Those joints are all over there. But what I'm saying is, City Island,
this is
a spot or two that serves it like that?
Listen, we've had crab from
I think City Island has a restaurant that serves like
and
that.
And we've had cock in the Moongats. This place, this was better crab than I've had from City Island.
Well, there's one of those places, or a couple of those places, that serve it like that on City Island, and they're just as good.
Were you with us when Keith and I took Dirk to?
I don't think so.
One of the seafood restaurants on City Island.
Was salami there? Or was that salami?
No, salami with Dirk.
What the fuck year are you talking?
Or when?
Tell me what year is.
When Liza and I took him to the fucking Japanese place on City Island.
What year is? 2008.
Fuck you.
I don't know. You can't remember. I'm sorry. I don't recall. I can't
Off the 8, 9.
I don't. Maybe I don't remember exactly because that would have been that time.
Fuck you.
I would have been in Linda's by then. So maybe. I wouldn't be living there.
Fuck you.
What happened though, Charlie? Was everything alright? Maybe you can refresh my recollection.
Chuck lost 20 pounds living in Florida already.
Probably.
He loves it. He and his boy are playing tennis. He loves Florida. We're gonna go see him. One of these fucking days.
And before you know it,
maybe
be his
sooner,
neighbor.
Maybe sooner than later, mm-hmm. Now that shit, there's no more fucking quarantine list. What's happening here? Also, we need... Yeah, I know that. Are you able to withdraw that from... Yes. Of course. Of course, I knew that was coming.
Clap in the